By the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He personally came to Vrindavan and revealed Radhakund and Shyamakund before the eyes of the world. And then he sent the six Goswamis to discover all of the lost holy places. So to honor Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we're going to sing a very beautiful bhajan, a very simple bhajan. Now most of our bhajans, especially if they're about Lord Chaitanya, they must be in Bengali. But I preach in northern India where everybody's Hindiwala. And I have got practical experience. You sing too many Bengali bhajans in front of Hindi audience. But I found this bhajan on one of Bhakti Churu Maharaja's CDs about Lord Chaitanya, but not in Bengali. Actually, not even in Hindi. It's in pure Brijbhasa language. And very simple. And probably you all know it because everybody knows this is Dinabandhu's favorite bhajan. And beautiful bridge rag also. Sudara lala, Sachiru lala, Najata Sri Hari Kirtane. Sudara lala, Sachiru lala, Najata Sri Hari Kirtane. Balle chandana tilaka manohara alaka shobhe kapole name. Balle chandana tilaka manohara alaka shobhe. Mala Sundara Lala, Sachin Lala, Najata Sri Hari Kirtane. Mala Sundara Lala, Sachin Lala, Najata Sri Hari Kirtane. Shire chuda darshani rale vanapula mala iya pardole. Shire chuda darshani rale vanapula mala iya pardole. Pahirna pita patamara shobe nupura runu junu charananda me. Mala Sundara Lala, Sachin Lala, Najata Sri Hari Kirtane. Mala Sundara Lala, Sachin Lala, Najata Sri Hari Kirtane. Radha Krishna ekatanu hai nidvana maje bansi bajave. Radha Krishna ekatanu hai nidvana maje bansi bajave. Visarupa ki prabhu ji sahi avata prakatai nuriya mein. Mala Sundara Lala, Sachin Lala, Najata Sri Hari Kirtane. Koi gavat hai Radha Krishna naam koi gavat hai Hari Guna Gaan. Mridanga tala madura rasala bajata hai koi rangan mein. Bolo jubne rara kabura nagata si hari ki jana. Bolo jubne rara kabura nagata si hari ki jana. Nachata si hari ki jaane, nachata si hari ki jaane, bolo Sri Sachinandana Gaura Hari. So Sundara Lala, Sachi Dulala, Nachata Sri Hari Kirtan. That very beautiful little boy of Mother Sachi, he was always dancing in Sri Hari Kirtan. Because in this dark age of Kali, this is the recommended process for understanding ourselves beyond this body. We're not this body, we're the pure spirit soul from which consciousness is emanating throughout this entire body, that is coming from the soul. And that soul is the eternal servant of Krishna. And this is the easiest manner in this Kali Yuga to realize that by chanting very loudly and very enthusiastically, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So I think most of you know the meaning of Sundar by now. Sundar means beautiful. Just like our deities are Radha, Shama Sundar. But when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared 532 years ago, he was not Shama Sundar, he was Gaur Sundar. Beautiful golden form. In fact, these and the deities in Miami are my favorite deities of Gornitai. As soon as I see them, I immediately think of that first verse of Chaitanya Bhagavat. Because we all know very well this Chaitanya Charitamrita, one of the most authorized biographies of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but also this Chaitanya Bhagavat of Vrindavan Das Thakur is also very important. And as soon as you see these beautiful deities, I'm reminded of the first verse. Ajana lambita bujo kanaka vadato sankirtanai kapitaro kamalaya taksho vispambaro dvijabaro jugadharma palo bande jagatta priyakaro karuna avataro. Now in Sanskrit, we not only have singular and plural, but we also have dual. When we talk about two things or two people, then there's a special ending that comes on the word, and that word ends in an A, then it becomes A-U, Au. So Ajana Lambita Bujo. Buj, I think you know, means arms. So we could take it that two arms, Bujo, but from the context of the rest of the verse, we understand we're talking about two personalities. And Janu means the knee. Ajana Lambita Bujo. Their arms stretch up past their knees. This is considered a very auspicious sign. Ajana lambita bujo kanaka avadato. Kanaka means golden. Avadato means luster. They have a gold, both of them, kanaka avadato, both of them have golden luster. Kanaka avadato. Sankirtanai kapitaro. Not Pita, but Pitaro. They're the fathers. Both of them together are the fathers of this Sankirtan movement. Just like sometimes we sing that nice song, Eshikadiya Sabnadiya Firchinechi Gornitai. Eshikadiya Sabnadiya Firchinechi Gornitai. Radha Krishna Bol Bol Bolore Sobai. Radha Krishna Bol Bol Bolore Sobai. Radha Krishna Bol Bol Bolore Sobai. Both of them were going around the city of the district of Nadia. Chant Radha Krishna, chant Hari Bol, chant Hari Krishna. So that the fathers, Pitaro, Sankirtanayaka Pitaro, Kamalaya Taksho, Aksha means eyes. And Kamala we know means lotus. Huh? It's like Akuti showed me her beautiful little echo village there with a beautiful lotus pond, lotus in full bloom now. So Kanakava, Kamalaya Taksho, both of them have beautiful lotus petal-like eyes. Kamalaya Taksho. Vishvambaro. Vishva, we know, means the universe. Ambaro means to sustain. Vishvambaro. They're both maintaining. Both of them. Vishvambaro. Not Vishvambar, but Vishvambaro. Because we know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not other than Krishna himself, who's the sustainer of the whole universe. But that Balaram, he's that Nitai, he's Balaram. Who in his form as Anantashesh is also sustaining all the universe. So both of them. Vishvambaro, Dvijabaro, Dvija. We can understand Dvi is two and Ja, like in a couple of months we'll celebrate Jamasthami. They're both Brahmins. Dvija means second born, means Brahmin. Because we know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's father's name was? Jagannath Mishra. Mishra means Brahmin. And Nitai, his father's name was? Harai Pandit, yes. Dvijabaro, they're not Dvijabara, but Dvijabaro. Both of them are the best of the Brahmins. Dvijabaro. Jugadharma Palo. Palna means to maintain, sustain, protect, to nourish, to increase. Just like previously, these two brothers, they were Gopals. Palna, they were taking care of the go, just like we have so many cows here. They were taking care of the cows. So they were both Gopals, Krishna and Balaram. You see their beautiful forms here as Gopals. But this incarnation, they become Jugadharmapalo. They're Jugadharmapals, maintaining, sustaining, nourishing, increasing, protecting the Sankirtan movement, this Yugadharma. Yugadharmapalo. Bande Jagatta Priyakaro. Just like Prabhupada signed all of his letters, your ever well wisher. Priyakaro, they're the ever well wishers of this universe. Bande Jagatta Priyakaro, Karuna Avataro, and they're incarnations of Karuna. Karuna means compassion. No one is more compassionate than Sri Sri Gorni Thai, saving the most fallen souls like us. So once we get mercy of Guru and Vaishnava, we get mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, we chant the holy name, then we can go to Braj. So we're just talking about cows, we're sitting in New Ramanreti. We know where our temple in Vrindavan is situated is also known as Ramanreti, but in Gokul there's also another Ramanreti. And not far from that place, there's a very wonderful place called in Gokul, known as Ukal Bandhan. Ukal means the wooden grinding mortar. And Bandhan, just like you can understand, to bind, Bandhan means to tie up, to bind. So what happened was Mother Yasoda was very upset that everybody in Gokul is complaining about her little Lala. He goes to their house and steals their butter, milk, and yogurt. And Mother Yasoda was thinking that my Patidev, Nanda Baba, he has 9 lakhs of cows. You know the meaning of 1 lakh? No idea, huh? What about your friend? You know 1 lakh? 100,000. 1 lakh means 100,000. One with 5 zeros. So 9 lakhs means almost 1 megabyte. So Mother Yasoda was singing, Do dahi makan ghee yesam naraki barabara madagarbra beti reti hai. These things are flowing in our house like a river. Why my lala will go to someone else's house to steal? It must be that the servant girls are not making the butter properly. It's so hard to get good help these days. Even 5,000 years ago, Mother Yasoda had this complaint. So she thought tomorrow is Diwali, because this pastime happened in the very middle of the month of Kartik, on the day of Diwali, and because of this pastime, the whole month has become known as Damodar, one of the favorite months of all of our devotees. So she thought, tomorrow's Diwali, so I will give all the servant girls day off, and I will personally make the butter, then Lala won't have to go elsewhere to steal. So that night, Mother Yasoda, she got the best milk of Braj. As we just heard, Nandababa has 9 lakhs of cows, but amongst them, there's 1,000 special cows. And to those 1,000 special cows, they feed the sweetest, softest, juiciest grass in Braj. And then they take the milk of those 1,000 special cows, and they feed that to 100 very special cows. Then they take the milk of those 100 very special cows and feed it to 10 very, very special cows. And then they take that milk of those 10 very, very special cows and they feed it to one extremely special cow named Padma Ganda. I think you all know Padma, right? Padma means? Lotus. And Ganda means fragrance. Her milk is fragrant like a lotus. So Mother Yasoda took that milk from Padmaganda and she boiled it, and then she put the yogurt culture inside. Because in Braj, we don't take the milk and scrape off the cream and turn that into butter. We take the whole milk, turn it into yogurt, and then we churn it into yogurt into butter. If you want to see, you can come in February. We always have our Brindakun anniversary festival. And in that festival, we have two butter turning pots. And we have Russian gopis and American gopis and Croatian gopis and Japanese gopis and Russian, Ukrainian gopis and Braj gopis and Punjabi gopis. Even gopas also all get a chance to try and churn yogurt into butter. So, in fact, I read one article that butter and ghee made from the cream creates the bad cholesterol. And that butter and ghee made from the yogurt creates the good cholesterol. Since you guys all worry about these things, I'm telling you. So she set up the yogurt for the night. Now next morning she wants to turn the yogurt into butter. Now all the mothers know, and those of you who are going to be mothers someday, you'll learn soon enough, you can't get anything done around the house as long as the children are away. All the mothers are nodding their heads, they know. So Mother Yasoda, she took Lala and put him in his bed, and singing sweet lullabies, she put him to rest. Govinda Damodara Madhaveti Govinda Damodara Madhaveti Govinda Damodara Madhaveti Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. So when Lala was sound asleep, then she went and she cooked the yogurt and put it into the big butter churning pot in the butter churning room. Now this is a very thick special pot because there's a rod with so many little spokes in it that's going to spin around, so it has to be very thick. And then there's two ropes tied to the wall and wrapped around, and just once time around the this butter churning rod. Then the other rope, you spin it around like this, and that you hold each end, and brrr, 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 just like this mridanga drum. And Mother Yasoda, she has so many bangles. Whenever I come to the West, I feel so sad. Nobody has bangles. But our Indian ladies, they cannot go outside the house without bangles. So Mother Yasoda, so many bangles. Ching, 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 just like this kartal. And she's singing the names of Krishna. Govinda Damo Dada Madhaveti, Govinda Damo Dada Madhaveti, Govinda Damo Dada Madhaveti, Govinda Damo Dada Madhaveti. So, mridanga is there, kartals is there, Nam is there, this is Nam Sankirtan. Now how Lala's going to sleep when this Nam Sankirtan is going on? Because Prabhupada told one time that as soon as you chant Hare Krishna, then immediately Radha and Krishna go, oh, someone is chanting our name. And Prabhupada explained that the trick is you have to chant with so much love that Radha and Krishna will not only say someone is chanting our name, let us go and see who it is. Now, Mother Yasoda, she's chanting. This is just ordinary chanting attracts Radha and Krishna's attention. But Mother Yasoda, she's chanting with Vatsalya Prem. How Lala's going to sleep with Vatsalya Prem Kirtan going on? So he immediately woke up. But his bed is very tall, and he is very small. And he looked all around. Then he pushed his legs over the end of the bed. But it's very high, he can't reach. And now he's let himself down so far, he can't pull himself up either. He's stuck there, and he's crying. But Mother Yasoda, this brrr, 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 ching, ching, she can't hear him crying. Anyway, anyhow, finally he got tired and let go. He came back. And he ran to the butter churning room. And that person who's churning the hearts of everyone in the whole universe was trying to stop the butter churning rod of Mother Yasoda. So Mother Yasoda, she thought, oh, this Lala's too hungry. So she stopped her churning, she put him in her lap, she pressed her nipple in his breast and began to feed him milk from her breast. We can't imagine the fortune of Mother Yasoda. And she's just seeing his beautiful Mukachandra, moon-like face, with lotus petal eyes, curly locks all around, and little tiny pearl-like drops of milk are coming from the corners, dripping from the corners of his mouth. She's just relishing like anything this year. She forgot everything, including she forgot that in the kitchen there's some milk boiling on the stove to make sweets for Lala. So suddenly, that milk just began to boil over. At least that's what we heard in Srimad Bhagavatam. But our acharyas, in their Tika commentary on this verse, they said what actually happened was that milk was thinking that Mother Yasoda, she has got the perfection of life. Krishna in his most attractive form as Gopal is sitting in her lap drinking milk from her breast. And she has unlimited love for Lala, and Lala has unlimited love for her. She will go on giving milk, he will go on drinking, she will go on giving, he will go on drinking, this will go on forever. I will never get offered to Krishna. What is the use of my life? He decided to suicide himself by jumping in the fire. Then Mother Yasoda, she smelled something. Then she remembered the milk. And she pushed Lala down. Actually, I should say, she tried to push Lala down. We have a saying, like a monkey on your back. If you ever had a pet monkey, we used to, when I was preaching in Colombia, in our farm, we had a little monkey. You cannot put them down. They will put their tail around your neck. They will grab one arm with one foot, one arm with the other foot. They'll grab something else. So Lala, he put his two legs around Mother Yasoda's arm. One hand he's pulling her choti, other hand he's pulling her sari. Anyway, anyhow, Mother Yasoda pushed him onto the ground and ran to the kitchen. And there we heard that she took some wood out and sprinkled water to stop the milk from boiling over. But our acharyas have explained what really happened was that milk was singing, that Mother Yasoda, she had the perfection of life. Krishna is drinking milk from her breast, sitting on her lap, but she's not worried about her own happiness, she's worried about the devotee. This milk is a devotee who will get offered to Krishna as sweets. She's not thinking of her own welfare, she's thinking of the welfare of the Vaishnavas. If you want to know how to advance in Krishna consciousness, you serve Vaishnavas. So seeing Mother Yasoda's extraordinary love for the Vaishnavas, that milk decided to jump back into the pot. Meanwhile, Krishna was thinking, Hare, I was drinking so nicely, so sweetly from my mother, my Maya, and she just threw me on the ground and ran away. He became very upset. So he thought, what rascaldom can I do? So he thought, let me break this butter pot. Now that butter pot, we told, is very thick, not easy to break. But in the kitchen, there's a special stone, very heavy stone, for grinding the spices, for grinding the palak, for making palak paneer, spinach paneer. Very heavy stone is there. So he took that stone and pow, he smashed the side of the pot. And all this half-churned butter and yogurt and whey and everything came out all over the floor. Then Lala thought, uh-oh, I'm going to get big trouble. So he ran out of the butter churning room. But as he ran out of the room, he saw in the storeroom, there's so much butter from the day before. So he thought, let me get that butter. So he went into the storeroom, but it's all hanging from the rafters. So he dragged that ukkal over underneath the pot. He climbed on top of the grinding mortar. He got that pot, brought it down, and he ran outside to the courtyard. And he began to eat that butter. Now most of you have been to Vrindavan, right? So you know as soon as there's food, who comes?
Monkeys.
So Krishna's eating butter, all the monkeys came. Then Krishna thought, in my last avatar, these monkeys gave me so much help. They gave so much assistance, and I didn't ever give them anything. I didn't give them a thing. At least now in this avatar, let me give them a little butter. So he began to feed butter to all the monkeys. Meanwhile, Mother Yasoda came from setting the milk straight, and she came and she found this big mess in the butter churning room. And you don't have to be Sherlock Holmes to figure out what happened. There's these little buttery footprints running out of the butter churning room, little buttery footprints running into the storeroom, little buttery footprints all over the ukkal, little buttery footprints coming out, going to the courtyard. So Mother Yasoda, on her way to the courtyard, she grabbed a stick. Now, those of you who've been to Vrindavan, you've seen that all of us who live permanently there, we all have a stick. Is good for monkeys with tails and without tails also. So because that monkey in Vrindavan, he would land on your shoulder, he will grab your glasses before you even know it, and jump into the tree and chew on that part that rests on your nose. And you can yell and scream and make faces and shake your arms, but he knows he's out of your reach. For him, you do not exist. But if you have a stick, you raise that stick, immediately he throws his glasses and runs away. So Lala's feeding the monkey, he's had his back, he doesn't see Mother Yasoda coming. But those monkeys, they saw the stick in Mother Yasoda's arms. They all ran up the tree. Then Lala turned around, he saw Mother Yasoda's there coming with a stick. And he began to run. And he was running all around the courtyard. And Mother Yasoda is chasing behind. But Mother Yasoda has big, heavy hips and big, swollen breasts. It's hard for her to run. And she's running and running just behind him, but he's just staying out of her reach. Then Prabhupada explains the inside courtyard is the realm of the ladies. And the outside courtyard is for the men. So Lala, he ran to the outside courtyard. And Mother Yasoda, she came and she looked, no one's around. She ran to the outside courtyard. And Lala's running around and she's just behind. And we read in Srimad Bhagavatam that her hair became loose and the flowers began to fall down to the ground. But our acharyas have explained what actually happened was those flowers were thinking that Mother Yasoda is chasing that same supreme personality of Godhead that the yogis are chasing in their meditation for thousands of years, and they can barely see the ray from his toenail, and she's chasing that supreme personality of Godhead in her courtyard. Our position is not on the head of Mother Yasoda. Our position is on the feet of Mother Yasoda. They were coming down to touch Mother Yasoda's feet. Anyway, Lala, he saw that Mother Yasoda's huffing and puffing. She's working too hard. So they decided, all right, let her catch me. So she caught him. But he began looking at that stick and rubbing his eyes, and all his kajal is getting smeared all over his face. All his kajal is getting smeared all over his face. And he's saying, I'll be good, I won't do it again, I'll be good, Maya, please forgive me, I'll be good, I won't do it. The Mother Yasoda, she saw him looking at that stick, she thought, if he becomes too frightened, it's not good. She threw that stick. He said, I'll be good, I won't do it again, I promise, I won't do it again. And Mother Yasoda said, all right, I'm going to forgive you. We didn't hear this, but our acharyas have explained that Mother Yasoda said, look, you broke the butter pot. That was a very naughty thing to do. But I'm going to forgive you that one. But this stealing, if you grow up to become a thief, you will get so much trouble in your life. I'm going to have to punish you for that one. So you don't grow up to become a thief. And your associate in this thievery was this Ukal. You climbed on this mortar, so he's your companion in this thievery. So I'm going to tie the both of you together. And she got some ropes. And she tried to tie, but it's two fingers too short. Then she got more ropes, and she tied it all around, and it's still two fingers too short. Then she got more ropes, and all her older gopi friends are coming, and they're all laughing. Are you Saki? You tied a little string around his waist in the morning. Now with all this rope, you can't tie him up? Because you've seen in the village in India, all the little boys have a little black string around their waist, right? Now with all this rope, you can't tie him up? The Mother Yasoda, she got some more ropes. Which are those ropes? There's some little ropes. First of all, I guess you live here, you see cows, you know the milk comes from the cows. My godbrother, Guru Kripa, he told me, I never knew milk came from the cow. My mother bought it in a carton in the store. But anyway, for those who don't know, milk comes from a cow. They have this udder, and you pull on those teats, and you squeeze out the milk. Now, you may pinch too hard, and she'll kick. Now, you and the bucket and milk and everything goes flying. So what we do is we have these little ropes that we tie around the legs so that if she kicks, if we pinch too hard and she kicks, nothing happens. So she took all of those ropes and tied them all together. Then Lala thought, all right, let me let my Mother Yasoda tie me up. Because there's two fingers. One is our endeavor and one is Krishna's mercy. Actually, Krishna's mercy is more. Prabhupada said, for every step that you take towards Krishna, Krishna takes 10 towards you. So then he was tied up. Then Mother Yasoda went to clean up all the mess. Meanwhile, all the cowherd boys came. Headed by this very handsome Balaram. And Balaram came there. He saw Kaniya all tied up like this. Ali, Kaniya, who did this? You tell me right now. I will burn that person to ashes. Because we know in his form as Anantashesh, he burns all the universes to ashes. You just tell me right now. I'll burn that person to ashes. Who did this? He said, Maya. Maya did this? What did you do? I didn't do nothing. If Maya Yasoda tied you up, I'm not getting involved. All right, Madhu Mangal, Batuka, You know, we sing Batu Dvijara. Patuka means young Brahmin boy. Patuka, Madi, come here, untie me. Madhumangu said, look, you guys always make the plan. You guys execute the plan. Then you all run away. I'm lame. I get stuck behind. I get the blame. Now you're in trouble. I'm happy. All right, Stoka Krishna, Sridham, Sudham. You guys loosening it or you're tightening it? Because this knot is tied with Vatsalyaras and cowherd boys are in Sakiras. This Sakiras cannot untie this Vatsalyaras knot. It's all right, Krishna. All right, you guys are useless. Get out of the way. So then he saw these two Arjun trees. Now, I always wondered why this pastime Arjun tree, why not oak tree or pine tree or mango tree or neem tree? And we have one friend from Mauritius, he can vouch for me, that one time I went to Mauritius, and it's a little island in the middle of the Indian Ocean, and every once in a while these cyclones come, 150 kilometer per hour winds every once in a while, and just flatten everything. But all along many of the roads, you'll find these old, ancient Arjun trees. They have a very heavy root system. Not like these banyan trees where the roots hanging down, but coming out like rocket fins. In fact, if you go to the botanical garden there, Pampalia Moose, then you can see one Arjun tree, the roots come out of the bark, the trunk of the tree above my head. And just snake into the ground like that on all sides. Very heavy root system. Even 150 kilometer per hour wind, that means about 100 miles an hour wind, does not knock them over. And Lala knocked over two. This pastime became more sweet by going to Mauritius. So he crawled in between the two Arjun trees, but the Ukkal got stuck. Now we know the story, we don't have time tonight to go, that's Nalakuvera Manigriva, cursed and blessed by Narad Muni. So that Ukkal got stuck. And Krishna gave a little pull, and immediately these two trees were, the Nalakuvera Manigriva were liberated, and the trees came crashing down. Now there's a special lesson to be learned. Ukkal can also mean a very bad person, just like all of us. You don't want to know what we did before we were devotees. We crashed Yamaraj's hard drive, keeping track of our sinful life. We're very bad. But the Ukkal was connected by those ropes to Krishna. There was some connection. So they were able to liberate, just like us. We're very, very bad. But because we have some connection to Srila Prabhupada, we go with these books everywhere, liberating all the fallen souls. We have no qualifications, but because of our connection to Prabhupada, we're liberating so many souls in this dark material world. So those two trees came crashing down. And Nanda Baba, he heard this horrible sound. He came running there. And he saw Lala was between the two trees. And these huge, enormous, nobody can understand how a huge, old Arjun tree can fall down. Nobody can understand. But Krishna's safe. He thought, oh, somehow the Almighty Lord has saved my son. Because nobody in Braj knows Krishna is God. And he immediately went there. Nanda Baba, he's in Vatsalyaras. He immediately untied that knot. Lala jumped into his arms. And Baba said, Lala, who did this? He said, Maya, what did you do? I didn't do nothing, Baba. I didn't do nothing, Baba. Then Mother Yasoda came crying with her arms stretched out to take Lala from Nanda Baba's arms. But he immediately hid himself in this corner. Then Mother Yasoda came from this side, he hid himself. She came on this side, he hid himself. And crying like a cow who's lost her calf, Mother Yasoda went running to her room. And Baba said, Lala, you go to your Maya. No, Baba, I don't want to see this rascal. She chased me with a stick. She tied me up. I don't want to see this rascal, Maya. But Lala, who's going to heat up the milk for you to take before you take rest tonight? Said, you, Baba. And who's going to tuck you into bed tonight? Said, you, Baba. And who's going to wake you up with sweet lullabies in the morning too, Baba? And who's going to get bathe you and dress you in the morning too, Baba? I don't want to see this rascal man. So Nanda Baba, he took Lala home. He bathed him and got him ready for bed. He heated up the milk. He fed him his milk. He tucked him into bed. And Lala said, Baba, tell a story. No, Lala, you go to sleep. No, Baba, I won't sleep till you tell the story. One time, there was a very demoniac king named Hiranyakashipu who conquered all the demigods in the universe. But even though he was a great demon, his son, Prahlad, was a very great devotee. But he became envious of his son because he was a devotee. He tried to kill him in so many ways he couldn't kill him. Then he asked his son, Prahlad, where do you get your power? From same place as you get, from Bhagwan. Where is this Bhagwan? Baba, he's everywhere. He's everywhere? Yes, Baba, he's everywhere. Is he here? Is he here? Is he in this pillar here? Yes, Baba. Then he took his sword. I'll show you your Bhagwan. And he took that sword and he smashed that pillar into smithereens. And Lala jumped out of bed and went, rawr, and pretended to rip Hiranyakashipu in half. And Baba said, I never told this story. How does he know the end? Okay, Lala, now you take rest. So next morning, Nanda Baba woke up Lala, bathed him and dressed him. Then Mother Rohini came running. And she said, oh no, Mother Yasoda is going to leave. She didn't even get that far. Immediately, Lala understood. Mother Yasoda is so upset, she's going to leave her body. Immediately, he jumped from Nanda Baba's arms. He ran to Mother Yasoda's arms. And jumped room and jumped into her arms. Yasoda Damodar ki. So this wonderful pastime happened just near Gokul Ramanreti in the month, in the very middle day of the Diwali day of the month of Kartik. So this become known as Damodar. So we've gone over time, so we'll put our voice to rest here. We thank you for this opportunity to serve you by relishing Krishna's pastimes. And if you want to relish more, we have some books. My assistant will tell about those books.
Hare Krishna! Let us thank His Gazinabandhu Prabhu by loudly chanting Hari Bol, Hari Bol! Hari Anand, Hari Katha Anand, and Krishna's pastimes are always fresh. So we have a small offering. If you want to relish Dinabandhu Prabhu's Krishna's pastimes, Krishna Katha, then you can go to Amazon and search for Vraja Leela, part 1. So we are not carrying that book. It's just the transcription of his lectures. So whatever you hear here, it's like that. It's not a formal writing. But we do have a few copies of Vraja Leela, part 2. This has just come out after almost 10 years of part 1. So if you want a copy, it's just $15 donation. Please come and get a copy from him. He's here to sign it for you. And as you all know that he has a project in Vrindavan named Vrindakund. He has been taking care of Srimati Vrindadevi in Vrindakund for the last 20 years or more. So please come and help him if you can. It would be really nice. You can give some donation for his travels and help him in his projects. Even if you get a book, all the Lakshmi that is coming from the book is actually going to the non-profit corporation named after Vrindakund. So please come. And we also have another book named Madhurya Kadambini, written by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Dinabandhu Prabhu translated it many years ago. So this book is also available in Amazon. So if you want, it's a very important text for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So please come and take copies of Vraja Leela Part 2 from him. Thank you very much. And he's here to sign it personally for you. Hari Bol.